his will. They had done their own will, using the name of the Lord as a formula for their own success. And so in that song, Come Thou Fount, he's saying, here I raise thine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come. And that's part of the prayer that we see here in Psalm 20, when the people were praying for the king. They're praying for the success of the king, and as he goes off to battle, in verse 2, it says, may God send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. And so, sanctuary, of course, meaning spiritual help, and support from Zion, meaning military support, military strength. And it was just echoing what this song, that song that we sang, and what the people at Ebenezer in Samuel 4 did not recognize, is that they did recognize that they need God's help, but they didn't actually pursue him. And so, and I think that's just a great, something that we need to remember always, to pray for our leaders and for ourselves. Hither by thy help I'm come. It is everything that we do. There's a connection between physical support and spiritual support, and we can do nothing physically if it were not for the power of the Spirit. And so just very shortly and briefly tonight, I would encourage us to always to be praying for help from the sanctuary as well as help from Zion. And then verse 3, may he remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices. And so may we not worship God in vain with the wrong heart, but come to him in humility and reverence. So like I said, I am just completely going away from my notes, and just I told Gustin, I said, do you know what it means if I call an audible? And he had no idea what that meant. It's a sports term that says there's a change of plans. So since this was a prayer for the leader, for leadership, I am going to end tonight with a prayer for our leaders. So pray with me. Heavenly Father, we recognize, first of all, that you alone are our leader and our true king. God, we recognize that you placed people in authority. You placed people in government as your instruments, as your servants, as an extension of your justice. God, you've placed leaders in our community, leaders in our church, leaders in our neighborhoods and homes, and there are leaders everywhere. And God, we pray that our leaders would look to you for true leadership, that they would not claim that they are the answer, but that they have the answer and that you alone are that answer. Father, we cannot imagine what it would be like if leaders all across our land were to look to you as their true king. And we pray for that. And we pray that we, all being Christians, Father, would lead in your example. There is no passiveness when we obey you against the laws of this world. So we pray that by your help, that we would be obedient and humbled, and that you would lead us. Father, we do pray that you would give wisdom and discernment to leaders, and that you would, we pray that their hearts would be aligned with you, that you might grant their plans, that their plans might thrive because they are rooted in wisdom. We love you, Father. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.